Blog Talk Radio.
Some kind of music. Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been stalked. Niggas flawed, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'm a blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got them boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Yeah. What's happening, world? Welcome back. We at it again. Welcome to Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
What's up, world? You know what I'm saying? It's a Sunday fun day. Ready to get it in. So, as always, you know, roll something up, light something up, pour something.
That's what it is. Mo, you there? Mo might be having some technical difficulties with his phone line.
I can hear you now.
All right, you can hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Mo?
Good. All right,
my fault. Yeah. So did you hear anything that I said when you
welcome, roll some up, light some up, and then it
Oh, you
went
heard
out.
That. Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah, I'm here. Let's get to it. Real adult talk. Welcome, people. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do.
That's what's up, man. We keep it raw and uncut. Zero filters, man. Zero filters, man.
Facts.
So
that's what I love
listen,
about this show.
Top five What's countries up? Was the same as last week. What are your top five countries, Mo?
Oh shit, it was the same as last week. Hold on, let me see if I got that.
Yeah.
Hopefully I do. Yes, okay. So if it was the same from last week, we're gonna take it from bottom to top. That means Africa is in the building. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to number five, Nigeria. You know how we do. Big shout out to, I always pronounce it wrong. Hopefully I'm pronouncing it right. Lagos? Yes, Lagos. You know, keep listening. You know what I'm saying? Keep telling a friend to tell a friend to log on and listen. Number four, we have India. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to India. You know, Bombay. I'm looking at my world map right now. I'm seeing y'all people over there. So, yes, keep listening. Number three, we have the continent. I always say the continent, not the country, but Australia, the land down under. You know, big shout out. Once again, I shouted them out last week because we still have the Australian Open. That's the famed tennis tournament that's going on down there. So big shout out. I hope Coco Gauff can win this tournament, man. I would like to see her win it. So big shout out to number three, Australia. Number two, we got Africa on a check-in again, South Africa, Zulu Nation. You already know Johannesburg, you know, everything that's going down. All the people out there in South Africa, you know, we definitely appreciate your support. And number one, of course, we got America the Beautiful. Yes, I'm on that this week. America the Beautiful, man. Big shout-out to the home team, United States of America. Big shout-out to all 50 states, all the fly cities, East Coast, West Coast, North and South. Keep listening. You know how we do.
For sure, man. How was your week?
Yes. So my week, the shift is real. That's all I got to say, man. The shift is real. You know, I feel the shift. Welcome to, you know, big shout out to you, Black. You know, we in your season, you know, Aquarius season. And,
Yes.
So the shift is real. And then my week is, you know, I'm just telling myself just a little mental note to myself to just to remember that the glass is half full, not half empty. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shifting going on in my life, you know what I'm saying, right now, but it's for the better, and things are half full, not half empty. So I just want to keep that in perspective. And, of course, the 2023 model, this time around, we want all the money. So, you know, that's the motto, you know what I'm saying? That's my mantra, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say that probably like each and every week, you know what I'm saying, just to speak that into existence. And, you know, my book, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody to be maybe checking for my books that I be reading, you know what I'm saying? And I'll shout them out on the show. But this week, you know, for some reason, you know, Karen Stephan, she been popping up, you know what I'm saying? Because I did a review on, like, Kuji Raps. He had a new album, like, probably about a month ago that I had reviewed. I think Smooth was on that show. And I was talking about Karen Stephan's, you know what I'm saying, how, like, on his new album, whenever he talks about, like, fellatio, he always says it in a real, like, way, like he was spoiled. So, you know, I just want to shout out Karen Stephan's. And then I talked about Keith Murray on Reasonable Doubt. But anyway, you know, he has some stuff to say in the past couple of weeks about some of his exploits, and Karen Stephan's once again came up. So, you know, reading Confessions of a Video Vixen, and it's interesting just seeing a female's backstory, you know what I'm saying, why they are the way they are, what made them the way they, you know, it's just interesting, you know, life topics, you know what I'm saying? So that's pretty good. So shout out to her. And then Mastery. You know what I'm saying? This is a book I have been reading, like, while I'm, like, you know, just on my grind or whatever. But Robert Greene is definitely probably my favorite author at this point. You know what I'm saying? Of course, big shout out to Black. You know what I'm saying? We got an in-house author. But as far as, you know, just self-help books, man, Robert Greene is probably the best. You know what I'm saying? He's the best-selling author of 48 Laws of Power. And Mastery, like I said, I read that book few years back, but I brought it back out, and it's just basically mastering your craft, man. Once you've been doing something for so long, it just becomes second nature, and it just becomes masterful for you, you know what I'm saying? So, and then just, you know, I like how he always gives different examples of people who mastered their craft, but it's maybe not the way you think they might have did it, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the people, they you know, who master their craft are able to just think different. And that think different is why they're able to just master it, because, you know, you got to love what you do, or you got to have a passion for something that you're going to master. So anyway, I digress. But that's my week, man. So, you know, once again, you know, this time around we want all the money. 2023 is in full effect. We're about to get into February pretty soon. But Black, how was your week?
Well, you know, it's so crazy how we just be so super synced up when it comes to our energy, man. I don't even know how to explain it, man. But 5 years in, I think we're in year six, man. It just is weird. But, you know, for me, I can say, like, I've been saying, like, my egoon been in my energy, right? And so how I know my egoon, which is my ancestors for those, how I know when they're in my energy, because I just want to listen to gospel music, right? And so we have to be mindful that when our egoon left here, you know, most of them who were not, you know, open to, you know, publicly being out, that's their way of connecting with me. When I want to hear gospel music, I know they're in my energy because they know I don't listen to it outside of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So all week long, my egoon have been in my energy, whether good or bad. I'm thankful for them being in my energy. I don't know if it's for protection. I don't know if it's, you know, like, let's go, cheer me on. But I've been having so much clarity, right? And so one of the things that I've been teaching, you know, through, you know, my YouTube channels is keeping your business to yourself, right? Like, just holding it in, and then when you come out and about with it, then, you know, people will be able to see that, right? So, you know, I can come up with a million and one reasons why my main YouTube channel just ultimately came to a halt and stopped growing, right? And then, you know, my egoon was sitting down saying to me, ultimately, like, no one can help you. Like, no one can help you. And so everybody's different. You know, some people, somebody can, you know, shout them out, and boom, they take off. You know what I'm saying? They doing what you're doing. You looking to, you know, hit that moment with somebody else. On my journey, no one can help me. You know what I'm saying? I can't go to my I can't do that. I have to do it on my own. And this is what they were telling me this week. Like, no one can help you, right? And so it's more so me getting in tune with that, right? And I know when I first started, I was hungry for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever, I seen the growth. And by me seeing the growth, I was like, yeah, let's go, right? And so I was filming a lot. I was putting a lot out. And then I burnt myself out. You know what I'm saying? Doing so many things at the time, me and my partner, we were going through a separation. That kind of threw me off balance. You know, we had been together for a while at that time. So I had kind of got off balance a little bit. And so when I got off balance and I was like, man, like, I ain't finna keep doing this, I ain't keep doing that, I found that new place again. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I'm slanging content. And it's not that I'm focused on all these other things. Everything is on YouTube. So YouTube has my focus. I do have 4 channels, but it's like I go with the flow. You know what I'm saying? On my other 2 channels, I upload whenever the message comes, and so far, you know, it's been coming. I'm not going to put anything over my tarot, but, you know, it's just like things have just been sliding, because for me, I'm grateful for any type of growth, right? And if you get in your head and like, oh, well, five subscribers a week, that ain't nothing. You know, spirit can show you like, oh, okay, well, how about 0 a week? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, you know, just me being thankful for all of them just growing. One of the channels I literally just, like, jumped off, and, you know, they coming, you know, everything is coming and the ideas. So I'm just really, like, thankful. My head is down. I'm focused on, you know, doing what I'm doing. But, like, it's like I have the clarity and the hunger back. So, you know, just, you know, YouTube is rolling out more ways to be able to earn money through YouTube. And if you're already in a partnership program, they make it a lot easier for you on so many different avenues. So, you know, it's like, yeah, let me get in where I can. The only thing I don't do is the merchandise, because you got to have like a Shopify store. I don't have a Shopify store, which is weird that they don't support their own store. I have a Google store. But it's weird that they don't support their own store, which I probably should have been. I probably would have been better off going through Shopify, but I digress. But yeah, it's like just grind mode. Like, you know, I'm leaving no crumbs. I'm not focused on anything other than what I'm doing. My head is down. You know, just trying to make sure that I can handle these things that I need to handle for me, and my family. You know what I'm saying? My spiritual family, my immediate family. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm just like, if it's drama, I don't give a fuck who you are. If you come at me in this season right here with any type of drama, like, I'm just removing my energy. I don't have time for it. I need to stay tunnel vision just like I am right now, because when black get in tunnel vision, we all know shit happens. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So,
nice.
I mean, I'm feeling real good about the energy
good.
That I'm in, about where I'm standing. And, man, I've just been focused all week, man. Anything that needs to be eliminated, I'm eliminating it.
That's good. Yeah, I'm the same way. Hey, cheers to that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
so,
man. So, what's
up? I came up with this hilarious-ass topic, right? This hilarious-ass topic. Because you already know, like, I just was sitting back and, you know, thought about story time, right? And I thought about some story times, and, you know, y'all be like, oh, Black, where your stories at? I'm surprised Smooth ain't calling. Shout out to my best friend, Smooth. Smooth is so amazing. So even though, you know, we got to give Smooth credit where credit is due.
Okay.
He said, I'm going
to
get you some wine. He drug his feet
to
wait for my birthday. He said it, but it's going to come, like, right before my birthday, like, happy birthday. I know
nice.
Him. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
But
nice.
he didn't just do what he said he was going to do. He said that he was going to find some spots where he stay at and get it. This man went, I'm pretty sure that he couldn't find it like that either there. That's why I'm telling him, like, you can't find this particular wine like that. My best friend went and jumped online and went to a vineyard in California and had them ship me a case of wine directly for my birthday.
Well,
now, that's what a best
nice.
Friend gonna do. You
know
that's
what I'm
saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that was dope.
Ain't no cheap shit going on around here. Like, he went directly to the wire. Like,
yeah.
Man, fuck it, man. Here you go. You know? So shout out to my best friend, right? Like,
yeah,
a whole case.
That
come
was
on,
smooth
now.
Move
come
from
on,
us, from Smooth. Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. right. I was like, this one cheap best friend. Golly. So, you know, shout out to the early birthday present. I think it arrives tomorrow. He sent me the tracking on it, and I think it said, like, the 24th. So, well, it arrives Tuesday, I think. So that's my first gift. I'm waiting to see what else I get, who else will love me a little bit. You know, see what type of gifts I got. Like, last year, I went all the way out. We went bananas. We went hamburger last year because it was a milestone for me and it was a milestone for my people.
Yeah.
This year, it's real mellow. I'm just like, you know, get me something or whatever. So,
move
on
line
to
on my
in. Hey, best friend.
Yeah.
What highlight on your
hey,
name? What you talking about?
You just spoke it into existence.
Because you're insinuating that I didn't ship off the box. I did. The United States Postal Service brought it back. They got some shit going on with Georgia as far as, for one, you're not allowed to ship alcohol via the United States Postal Service. So you got to go through FedEx and all this other bullshit now. So after I did that twice, I said, all right, well, fuck y'all. So then I went online and I ordered some motherfucking wine. You're welcome.
That's what I said. My best friend ordered straight from the wire. You
no,
know,
no,
I
no. You said I couldn't find no punk ass red Moscato. Nigga,
oh, I said I guess.
Okay, so that's.
I'm
that's,
like,
and I don't even
you
know.
You didn't know my wine.
Look,
you didn't know my wine inventory, nigga. It's wine.
No, like, but listen, I should be home. I'm gonna try to still come home this summer. Like, I got this trip that, you know, I'm waiting on my Egun to give me clearance to make this trip. And if I get this final clearance, then I gotta go out there. So I may have to push my regular trip home back. But if for some reason that I don't take this trip, then of course you know I'm coming home. I will.
Yeah, try to pass through Tanzania if you do make it out there.
Yeah,
Tanzania.
If I go
Africa.
Out there, the shit going to be
Africa.
So, it's going to be so tight like, I think I may have a day that ain't tight, but then, you know, with travel, you're going to still be. So I don't even think I'll be able to. But my uncle been telling me about Tanzania. My uncle been telling me to look into Tanzania.
You know, enlighten us, why Tanzania? You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at my map right now. You know, what's the – I mean, I think it's
awesome.
I had a good
time.
Oh, okay.
I had
a
good time when I passed, you know. So.
Okay, all right. So that's just a shout-out. All right. Would you get into the topic? What'd you get into, man? People want to know, man. We got African listeners. You know what I'm saying? So, what were some of the highlights out there when you was in Tanzania?
I mean, what's my name?
Smooth.
Exactly.
Okay.
What the fuck you want me to say, nigga?
I don't know.
Man, he was a very coached nigga when he was Africa. No, he was not coached.
I'm just saying. You like pussy. I don't. So I'm trying to figure out what
I'm doing. So if I'm in Tanzania, I'm like, what I'm doing?
All
right,
hold on. What's up? All right. Let me be nice about it. Did I enjoy what the fuck I see and experience? Yes, I did. In Tanzania. Okay, my bad. I just wanted black to go out there and have a little fun. We ain't talking about. Well, man, fuck it. Yeah, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Fuck it. Yes. God damn it, I was fucking. Fuck.
Okay. Hey, man.
Man, what
are
you doing when I
say you might got some babies. You might got some babies out there in Tanzania. You know you the no-rubber king now. You know you.
Man, look, they built different out there.
I'm sure they are. Ooh. Bro, I was looking at something from Tanzania. Somebody's female out there, man. Fine as hell, man. Like, pure, just, you know, pure breeds. You know what I'm saying?
You know, black and got booze, and so she's going to be in fucking Nigeria and shit. But a booze.
Oh, okay.
I ain't bougie. I'm always going to be black, man. But you know what? That goes to, you know what? I'm glad you touched on that, right? Because I can say this. Here's the energy that I have been in real life, right? I have always been like a bargain person, right? I'm going to have everything that I want and I need, and it's going to be nice, but I always shop for the bargains, right? So mind you, I went out to eat, right? And so they was like, where you want to go? I was like, man, you know, just something quick. Let's hit Applebee's. I like Applebee's drink, right?
I went crazy on their food. I was in the drink.
The brother was like, I haven't been to Applebee's in years, right? And I was like, well, it's just something quick. It's not that serious, right? So, okay. So then he said, well, where do you want to go and eat at, you know, the next time we're going to eat? And I was like, man, look, I say Applebee's got some drink specials. And he stopped. He said, listen, I'm not going back to Applebee's, okay? He said, the thing about Applebee's is this. Once you elevate, you don't keep going back because it's convenient. He said, now, if you want to go to one of these steak houses around here, if you want to do some of this, we can do this, SG, but we're not going back to Applebee's, right? And so I'm like, man, that's frivolous spending. He said, but at the end of the day, when you move a certain way, you're going to do certain things. And I said, man, you know, that shit hit home because my egg won't have been like, nope, don't get this. If I try to get something and it's bargain shopping, like I always just end up leaving it in the cart, don't go get it.
You got to make
so
sure it's quality.
I feel like in this energy,
no,
I'm looking for quality over quantity. You know what I'm saying? In this second half of my life, you know, I want the nice stuff. Like he like, okay, I drive a nice car. My car, you know, my car is decent. It's definitely put together, you know, nice, you know, tint on the windows, blah, 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 right? But he was like, I get it. But, you know what I'm saying, you should be riding in something different. I said, my take always being, as long as my car is good, it ain't smoking, it's getting me where I need to go, you know what I'm saying, they don't need no paint jobs or whatever, I'm good on it. And he was like, no. He said, that's what you're telling yourself, so you are settling, you know what I'm saying, for the I'm good energy. You're in your comfort zone. Step outside of your comfort zone and start living the life that you really want. That house that you want, go and start viewing houses. You know what I'm saying? Go start viewing houses that you want. Imagine yourself in that energy so it comes past. That car that you really, really want, go test drive that car that you really, really want and start living in that energy. It's quality over quantity. And I'm like, damn, this man damn sure right. You know what I'm saying? Like he spent some shit. And so I've been applying that because if you know me, you know I'm going to spend some money on clothes, some shoes. I'm going to have me a bag, okay? you know, Mike, of course, it's my thing, coach, whatever the case may be, all this Hermes and all that. That's for them folks out there that just don't mind throwing away money. But when it comes to me, I'm going to have me a nice little bag. I'm going to have my hats, whatever the case may be. I'm going to have some nice jewelry. But it's like going to the extra mile. You know what I'm saying? Living that life, getting things that you really want. And I was like, I'm going to start doing more. So I was online. That was the thing. I sent my people. It was like, what do you want? And I told them just to give me the money. But then I said, you know what? That's not a gift, right? So I went on there, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to give you a choice. You can get me a Movado watch, a Kate Spade bag, or I think it was a Coach bag or something like that. And I'm like, here you go. You know, all of these things were like between like $350 and $450 or something like that, right? And then I threw a pair of earrings because I need some more earrings, and they was $1,000. He was like, oh, I'm so glad you gave me options. But these are the same earrings that I would have bought myself. You know what I'm saying? Like in real life, like my earrings that I had was $2,500, and when I was moving, one of the things broke off the back. So I think I can take it back to the shop, take it to like Macy's or something, and get it fixed. But I haven't done that yet. So I'm like, I just need some more earrings to walk around looking like a Lil Bill. So I gotta figure out like, you know, that. But it's more so like living a different life. Like, my mom taught me well, and I've been able to bargain. I've been able to have nice things my entire life, but now we're stepping into quality over quantity in this second half of my life. That's just the energy that I'm in. It's time to, what they say, show out? Time to show out. Black finna be on your ass, huh?
Hey, I feel you. Hey, you in that birthday energy, so hey, it's your season. So.
Hey, yeah. Birthday week, baby.
So,
yeah. Turned up this week. And I still been juicing, but I probably won't be. I don't know how much I'm going to be juicing this week, man, because it's my birthday week. So,
you got your
wine. You know, they got the kids.
You got your wine. You
gonna be
popping
bottles,
huh?
Yeah, they're going to be here Tuesday. It's game over, man. I'm going to be. I'm going to have to take the energy back in.
That's crazy. As long as you're alive, you're older than me.
You know what? Shut your ass up because yours is right behind me. I said, smooth, sit that motherfucker out right before my birthday. It was like, happy birthday, shit, all in one.
Like, but now, if you look at the payment slip, like, nigga, that shit was on the 13th. You see what I'm saying? Like, these motherfuckers waited so long to ship the shit off old dick-sucking ass motherfuckers. Yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Oh, so that means that I still get shit. My regular yearly cash out?
Oh, I don't even know you like that. What's your name again? I ain't got no cash out. You know what I'm saying? So
My regular birthday money then.
Look, I got a bank account, dude. Fuck with you.
I love to wake up and smooth and happy birthday, nigga. Man,
yeah. Spoiled. Hey, look, he
knew when he can, man. When the kids ain't running his pockets crazy, he gonna be like, Black, what you want, nigga? Nah, man, he don't.
That's what I'm talking about.
So that means I still get my Lizelle payment on my birthday. I'm thankful for it. His birthday.
Am I tripping? Did I miss something? Like, nigga, Mo's sound high as a motherfucker. Is that Mo? Nigga, that's somebody else?
Yeah,
that's what.
Nah, that's me. Oh, no, I'm just chilling. I'm high off life, man. I'm cooling.
Man,
you know,
I did
have
like, the movie sound different. Like, yeah, man, I'm high off life, man. Yeah.
Nah, I did have a little just a little bit of whiskey, you know what I'm saying? I had a little shot, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm chilling.
Okay.
Cool.
I need me a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey's
so
my
listen,
shit.
So let's
now,
get into
man.
This topic, right? Let's get into these kids, right? Because, you know, I have story time behind this topic, but it was hilarious when I thought about it. But I'm like, let's go. Is there like a, not smooth, I already know where he's coming from. Is there a certain time frame on bedroom activities, like on sexual activities, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is it okay, like, if somebody's a quick man, or is it okay if somebody just, like, ride out, you know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all go see with somebody and y'all get 3-4 pumps, would y'all feel a way about yourself behind that, or you like, it's okay, you get energy I give you? How does that
feel? Wait, hold on. So this is a whole total, a different topic. Okay. So
yeah, man, I thought it was something else too. Like,
yeah, so you just switched it on me.
I read wrong.
Yeah,
I read wrong too. What wrong?
I was thinking,
you know what I'm saying, like a time frame type of, like,
yeah,
man, we're going to have 52 o'clock.
I'm about to go into my whole spiel, so now I got to switch it all up again. Time span.
Like, is it okay? Like, have y'all ever had that where you done got into something and you done pumped 3-4 times and you was done? Has that ever happened to y'all?
Not in my, you know what I'm saying? Not in my, what I'm trying to say. Not in these
that
type of
That makes fun stuttering.
Right. I mean, look, I ain't got, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to think of a time. Look, all right, so look, let me fully explain myself, because ain't no shame in my game. So what I'm trying to say is this.
Man.
So first off, to just go back to your to the first thing, right? So once again, hashtag happily married man, right? But the first topic is this. I thought it was like, is there a time frame for just having sex? You know what I'm saying? And I put on my notes here, no. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm up to fact.
Well, let's talk about it real quick, and then we'll dabble back into that since both of y'all felt that way. So you feel like no. So if there's no time frame on having sex, Mo, if you meet somebody and let within the first week you sleep with them, would you turn around and, like, wife that person?
It all depends. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if this was an alternate universe, of course I'm married. But big shout out to Andre 3000. What's the line from Love Below when he said, I don't give a damn about her giving it up on the first night. That just let me know she know what she want out of life. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, like I don't care. Now in this mind state I'm in, maturity level that I'm in, and this way of life that I live now. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, once again, hashtag happily married man. But I ain't got time to be waiting around or whatever. Like if the vibes is there. Like, you know, we might not get this again. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, we got to go for it. I'm just saying, if that was the case, you know what I'm saying? So that's number one. So number two, to your second point, as far as like being up in it and like, you know, nothing quick or whatever like that. No, like I haven't really experienced that. But if I did, I'm ready to go back on the second one, because the second one about to be a beast. You know what I'm saying? So the first one, like once I really, you know, I guess started knowing how to have sex or fuck or whatever you want to call it, make love. I don't even make love. I like to fuck. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, once I got into that, I told you I'm all about the ambiance. So I'm all about the aphrodisiacs. Like what we drinking on? What we smoking on? Where we at? You know what I'm saying? So that right there, I like to like the alcohol. Like for me, fucking off of alcohol or fucking off of weed is just like. That's it. I'm if I got that, I'm going all in. I'm talking about I ain't got time to be quick, because we you know, I got to hit up all the different positions that I like. You know what I'm saying? Because like I told you, for me, the female body is just a work of art, the black male female body. So any female that I'm dealing with, I done already sized it up. So if it goes down, I'm ready. And nowadays, I'm ready. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, so if it does go down, once again, hashtag happily married man, but in my single days, I was already ready. I'm already like, we at the bar, we at the club, you know, we already intoxicated. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be good. Now, every so often, if you're not like that, you might, you know, get one off real quick. But if she's sexy like that, then if that ain't nothing, because I'm right back up. Let's go back into it. So, that's just for me to explain, I guess, both kind of topics. Time frame for having sex, and then time frame why you are actually having sex. So, you know, that's my take on it.
All right, Smooth. What's your take?
On one part, are we talking about the hypothetical question or the real question?
Go to hypothetical first, then the real question.
All right. Hypothetical question. As far as Would I wife a bitch if I
No, like, is there a time frame on having sex?
Wait a minute, I thought we were doing the hypothetical then the real question.
Yeah. Let's do it like that.
So you said both, so your hypothetical question, you had asked if there was a, you know what I'm saying, would you fuck a bitch, would you wife a bitch if you fucked her the same night?
No, that's what I asked Mo, because he said, no, there's no time frame.
No,
but
goddamn, hold up,
yours
would
be different.
You just said hypothetical question.
You cater the questions, so one question is for me, a different question for Smooth.
I did, because y'all got different energy. But go ahead, Smooth. Go ahead, ask it.
Man, look, y'all, hey, both of y'all been drinking. Y'all been drinking.
I ain't drunk nothing tonight.
You know what I'm saying? I asked about the hypothetical. All right, man, look, I don't even know what the fucking hypothetical question is no more. All right, I'm just going to ramble until I figure out what the fuck y'all want from me with this hypothetical part. I mean, the hypothetical question as far as the one-night stand turning into a relationship, can that happen? Yeah, it can happen because if you look at it from the aspect of once you get that nut out the way, it's out the way.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Now that actually gives you an opportunity, if you choose to, take the avenue of, you know what I'm saying, trying to figure out if this motherfucker's a cool-ass person to keep in your life, as opposed to, you know what I'm saying, if you've been controlled by lust, if you're that type of individual. If you're the type of individual being controlled by lust, it's better to get out the fucking way. And now y'all can get to the nitty-gritty as far as seeing if y'all can grow together. If not, fuck you, bitch. It was a good-ass nut. Leave me alone. Now, as far as the 30 seconds, the two-minute fucking, man, that's – I got a broad, man. Well, I had a broad. I had to let her go. Cool. She was cool as shit. I've been knowing her since high school. Matter of fact, my mom used to be her son's teacher and shit like that. Crazy how, you know what I'm saying, you meet a motherfucker. But she comes fast, man. Yeah, she comes fast as shit.
She comes fast or you come fast?
You must be deaf, nigga. Let me say it again.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
I thought she was building it up. Okay, but she comes fast. All right, go ahead, Smooth.
She comes fast, right?
Talk your shit.
She comes real fast. But the problem is, like, once she catch her nut, it's over. See what I'm saying? It's over. Oh, man, I'm talking about her body too sensitive. Don't touch me like the bitch. Need like a good 10 minutes to recuperate. And then you just looking at this bitch like, I feel raped. I feel violated. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just looking at this over-exaggerating ass bitch. You know what I'm talking about? Like, man, I remember one time I was plotting on this hoe. You see what I'm saying? I was going to tie this bitch up and do like some S&M type shit just so I could say like, ah, bitch, you tied up. Now you can't do nothing. We going to fuck. No, No. This bitch fuck around, come fast, and then she got like a 10-minute break to recuperate. Like, yeah, man, so is there a time limit that's unacceptable? Hell fucking yeah, it's a time limit that's unacceptable.
Was it a certain move that has to be done on her for her to come fast, or she just get aroused when she come in? What, like, you know.
Let me say this. I don't know. I just know that the bitch says whatever the fuck she says, okay? Okay, cool. So whatever the fuck she says is what the fuck she says. All I know is I'm doing my regular shit. I can't even do my regular shit because bitch, you done came already, and now you need like a 10-minute motherfucking break.
Oh, man. So wait, hold on.
Right,
she ain't even let
out.
You come. She ain't even let you come.
Man, I ain't even get to really fuck.
Oh, man. Listen.
Hey, look what I'm talking about. Don't fuck around eat the pussy. Oh, man. If you eat the pussy, you ain't getting no pussy. You ain't good shit. Oh, man.
Oh,
I remember
the
bitch raped him out, bro. Oh, boy. Like, I tell you, I must have touched this bitch out for like 15 minutes. The bitch raped my mouth, right? So she was like, Dad, oh, we going to do this? This is how I learned that the bitch came fast, actually. This is my my introduction to this bullshit. She said, oh, yeah, I don't come from here. I said, yeah, I heard that before, whatever. I don't really give a fuck about that. But yeah, whatever. Man, blah. She came. That was it. I ain't even get the fuck. I mean, get the fuck out of my house. Fuck out.
Oh, man.
I was so mad with this bitch.
I would have had to switch the
game. I was so mad with that bitch. So from my perspective, right, if you come too quick, it's a disappointment to me now. Now, if you come fast as shit and we can still fuck, then maybe I'm okay with it. But hindsight being 2020, yeah, nigga, that's a time limit restriction on me, bitch. Look, I don't want to hear all that shit talking about it's been so long, so I've been touched. Well, you need to go get touched by somebody else because I ain't got time.
Have you ever came fast like that, fool?
No, not yet.
Wow, your whole life.
I'm proud of that answer. I'm proud of it. He said not yet. He left it open. Like, it might happen, but it ain't happening yet.
Your whole life. You just,
see, y'all motherfuckers got me fucked up. I want that to happen. I want to fuck around and meet some. I want to fuck around and meet a bitch that had me saying,
"Whoa, teenage young smooth, not 40-year-old smooth. Teenage young smooth. You ain't never did that."
Oh man, teenage young school. I was a teenage mutant ninja turtle in the pussy. What you talking about? I was hopping out the motherfucking sewer. Teenage mutant ninja turtles. I was singing a song, nigga.
Go.
I was a thing. Nigga, I was Michelangelo, Leonardo, Donatello, and Raphael, nigga. I was master motherfucker Splinter in the pussy, nigga. What the fuck? A teenager, nigga, I was a vocal stocky. I was a shredder. Bebop rock study, nigga, I was the entire cast. A 1988 motherfucker teenager, nigga, tell him. Hell no, not a, as a teenager. Man, as a teenager, nigga, I was a fucking veteran. A teenager, man, I was a star as a teenager.
You
hell
was
no.
not a teenager in 1988, sorry. 1998?
No, stop. I said the 1988 version of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
oh,
man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said
okay.
I was the entire cast of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I'm older than you. I had to make sure you corrected
right.
that shit.
You had to fact check move real quick. Like, hold
right.
on.
Right. Wait a minute, nigga. I'm older than you. Calm down.
Man, this nigga trying to check my whole fact card or some shit. The whole fact card. He's lying.
The fact check.
Shit, more determined that was a lie, bitch. No.
Right,
no,
right,
I get it, though.
No.
I get it.
Well, no,
I get it.
No,
okay.
But no, I'm anticipating the moment where I actually run across a broad that'll fuck around and wild me to the point where I'm just like, hold up, wait a minute, bitch. Stay right there. Let me go. I got to go home and do like a training montage, you know what I'm saying, doing jumping jacks. Shit ups and everything else like that, so I can go back in the pussy and redeem my name. But until that happens, no, not yet.
Okay. So, okay. You gave the hypothetical saying, you know, yeah, it can happen. Have you ever, like, kept, well, I know you got a baby mama that you deal with on a one-night stand, the first time sleeping with her. You got a couple of them, but okay. So here's my standpoint in my story time. Okay. So I don't know if it's because I'm always, you know, being up on my herbs and my body. I don't know what it is. If I get with somebody, that's who I'm dealing with. I ain't dealing with multiple people. And a lot of these people out here, like good girls, whatever you want to call them, no such thing. You know, I feel like it takes from your essence when you are sleeping with multiple people at one time. You know what I'm saying? I just really do, right? So I had this situation, and, you know, this dude, he was feeling me to the core, you know, and I'm, like, feeling him. But, you know, I'm not the type that's going to just be like, hey, let's fuck. You know, like, no, we want to get there. But the energy was very intense. So it was so intense that, you know, he was like, he was ready. He just jumped up in the middle of the night like, nah, man, I ain't taking this no more. You know what I'm talking about? He's solid, dude. You know what I'm saying? Hanging it on. I'm like, oh, shit. All right, you know, since you demand it, right? And it, I mean, three pumps and he was done. And he just laid down. He was like, oh, my God. I have never, oh, my God. Then he was like, I'm too excited, right? So I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I really didn't feel a way, right? I didn't feel a way because this has happened to me several times in my life, you know, when it comes to, you know, men. Like, it has definitely happened. So, I'm used to men seeing me based on, you know, how I'm shaped and so on and so forth and getting intimidated to either where they so nervous they can't stand up, or they nervous they just spit immediately. So that wasn't a breaking point to me, but he was like really in his head. Like, he went from calling every day, and I'm like, dang, I may have gave him something too fast. They're like, he ain't called my phone for like 2 days. I was like, now that's weird. He was like, it ain't what you think, man. He said, I'm so disappointed I left you like that, man. I don't even know what that was. So
he's supposed to keep up and be ready for the next time, so he can put in some work. You know what I'm saying? That's how I would look at it. Like, hold on. All right, next time I got
to
bang.
I know, but you know what? If it has never, ever happened to you in life, and you know that you put it down, you know what I'm saying? You know that you fire, you know that you finna do what you do, and then it finally happened to you. That's gone. I feel like it shook him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So then, you know, this is me, single stage or whatever, right? So before him, I had this buddy, right? Super cool buddy, you know, whatever. And I was single, so, you know, I'm like, man, I ain't fucking with nobody. But, you know, I needed me some. So I slept with him. Boom. Three pumps. You out of there. He was like, okay, that's weird. But he had the heart. He was like, man, you know, I'm woke up. You know, he wasn't moving around like a fucking crackhead. Like, what the fuck? Like, he had got this energy from nowhere. So I'm like, all right, maybe that's his first time, right? But no, the second time we did it, it was the same thing. So this is why, you know, when Buddy felt some type of way, I'm like, no, this doesn't happen to me about 10 times in my life. You know what I'm saying? Where situations like that didn't happen to me. And I don't know if it's like these people just be too anxious. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what be the energy that be behind it. But these men be really feeling away about that, especially when they confident in a stroke. And I don't know if it's just my essence. I don't know if it's just, you know, when a man gets to something pure, they know it got something pure. You know what I'm saying? Like, when a man align with somebody that ain't out there in the streets and ain't got all these energies on them, and their energy is at peace, and they cleansing their body, they cleansing their aura, they cleansing their energy all the time, you know it. Like you ain't had no good pussy till you had some high vibrating spiritual pussy. And I can stand on that.
I don't know.
You ain't really had no good pussy until you had some high vibrational spiritual pussy.
All right, well, hold on.
What Juicy J say?
Vibrational, first of all, because I don't know.
Juicy J can't. Go ahead.
What is high vibrational, first of all?
Like somebody in tune with themselves, you know what I'm saying? They not into no drama. They focused. They spiritually grounded. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get around them and you could just go to sleep around them.
Hold on, wait a minute. When you say, what you're saying is that the definition of vibrational pussy is somebody that knows themselves, right? Now, what if they know themselves to be some cutthroat ass motherfuckers?
No, no, that ain't high vibrational, though. High vibration is your energy. You're not cutthroat. You one with self. You're not sleeping with a bunch of people. You know what I'm saying?
You
keeping your shit
self,
to yourself.
Right? When you say one with self, that means you one with yourself. You accept who you are.
Or the
right?
higher vibration.
Yep.
No. Not no cutthroat. You can't be high vibration and cutthroat.
No,
because once you say motherfuckers in tune with themselves, there's all types of fucking people, right? So when you say high vibrational, man, look, let me tell you, but then I don't know if I done had me some immaculate low vibrational pussy then, because look at here. Woo! You know what I'm saying? You already know what I'm talking about. Look, that bitch right there is cutthroat to the bone, boy, with other bras.
Toxic sex is good. Like you done had good sex, right?
No.
Everybody done had good sex.
I would never, even though she pisses me off, right? And she at times she's unattractive to me due to the shit that she does, right? I would never ever insult that pussy by calling it bitch. No. That is not good pussy. No. See, that pussy transcends pussy. That pussy is Super Saiyan pussy. That pussy is ascended pussy. That pussy right there will have your hair growing 36 inches. Wow. Gold, have you flowing and screaming and yelling, ah, and powering up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's cool, though. You may see some shit she do as crazy, but shit, she cool as a
motherfucker. I see everything she do is fucking crazy now. You see what I'm saying? At first, I was tricked. I was bamboozled. You see what I'm saying? I just knew that I had found... You know what I'm saying? My fucking reflection. No, nigga. No. No, no, no. Yeah, she's my reflection in a fucking circus mirror. And if there's the devil on the opposite side of the shit. But.
She is not that bad. Calm down.
Nigga, please. Nigga, look. If I
she don't play
it,
no
it
games.
No, she play games. Trust me. That bitch play games for life. I'm talking about this bitch talking about everything down. She's a fuck that dog. She's a dog because she's a butt raper. So, hell to the dog. No, nigga. But,
leave my dog alone.
So I just had to make sure that when you say in tune with yourself, because at the end of the day.
In tune with your higher
Flo,
self on a positive note.
Flo
like, I don't like using the word positive.
But Flo knows who she is. You see what I'm saying? She's unapologetic about who she is. You see what I'm saying? She's very,
right.
She's very caring. She is very fucking caring, and she's very passionate about what she loves and what she don't. You know, what she likes, what she don't like. If she don't like something, like, nigga, she will go to the ends of the earth to eradicate it. That's why I'm like, bitch, you crazy. You see what I'm saying? But she does fight for what she loves.
What's her sign? What's her sign? She a Leo?
I don't know if she's a fucking Leo. I don't do the sign shit.
Wow. Interesting.
What's her birthday?
She's born in October. She's born in October.
She a Libra?
Hey, man, look. Look, I know what I am only because nigga told me. I don't do that sign shit.
But listen, so he was fucked up, but in actuality, I would have really rocked with him, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't like, you know, it ain't like it wasn't there. You feel me? But he was so caught up in the fact that he had never had nobody do him like that. And he was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And then I felt like fear set in. Then I thought, like, he was like, oh, this motherfucker gonna have my head, or this motherfucker gonna have me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But I really would have went on and you know what I'm saying, and did something with him. Now, if we would have got further down the line, because I know eventually once you get used to it, you're gonna start riding out. I mean, that would be my hope. You know, if we got further down the line and it was still, you know, three pumps, then, you know, we gonna have to, you know, do something else about this, because that ain't gonna work. But I don't foresee, you know, I don't foresee that. And then, like, is there a time frame? I feel like now in my life, like, and having just the utmost honest moments, I done had, you know, some situations where I done met a person one day and the next day, you know, we done, you know, did whatever we done did, you know. And, yeah. And it's like, you know, I done had some long relationships, you know, with them people, you know, like, they done been around for a very long time in my life. Do I feel a way? Yeah. So, like, now I can't see myself seeing you, meeting you today, and then tonight or tomorrow we, you know, 10 toes down. And I still know what I want. You know what I'm saying? I know what I want in life. But we ain't finna be doing all of that, you know. That's just not where I'm at. The chemistry is there, you know, build up on it. Now, do I feel like you got to go do a 3-month rule or a 6-month rule or anything like that? I don't really feel like you have to do that, but you got some women that do that, but it's so many people that's already just like turning up and going in, like, why? I do feel like a man will respect you more if you, you know, at least make him wait a few weeks, you know? But you got people that's different, you know?
Yeah, I think it's the same. I think it's like, yo, if the vibes is there, man, like I said, I don't know if this
the time. Let me say that far respect, that, yeah, cause that's a fallacy.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree too.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about how you carry yourself. If you carry yourself in a manner of you want what you want, and that's what it is, and I'm going to respect you 100%. But if I know you're a hoe, and you won't fuck, but you won't try to play that game for 3 months, yeah, I'm a patient man. You know what I'm saying? But once I get it, like, bitch, I'm not calling you no more.
That's the reason why she's trying to hold out.
I just stayed around just to get it because I knew I was going to fuck anyway, bitch. So we should have just did it already, call her the fucking date, and then built on the relationship past that. But like that, she made me wait 6 months type shit? Nigga, please.
Yeah, well, you messed it up for the next guy.
She fucked it up. She fucked it up for everybody else. Fuck something up. Nigga, man. Like that bitch made me wait.
No, but you know, in that time, if you are building with somebody, you're trying to figure out if this is where you want to go, so on and so forth. You know, if you wait in 3-4 weeks or whatever, whatnot, you talking to this person. You know, obviously, you know, there's interest there. You know, because you're going to be communicating with them on a regular basis. But on a woman's standpoint, that shows you where a man head at. If a man just trying to hit, most of the time they're not going to come forth and say, "Man, I'm just trying to hit." But you will know that, you know, or if they come at you and the first conversation they have is about, you know, sleeping together, you know, those are automatic red flags for me. I'm going the other way. We ain't got nothing to talk about because I already know what you want. You know what I'm saying? You're not interested in nothing. I don't need that type of energy, you know. I would rather deal with, you know, what I got on my plate. You know what I'm saying? You know, all women have that one person, like whether you, especially if you a businesswoman and you making shit happen, you got that one situation where this motherfucker, you can call him for anything, whether it's money, whether it's sex. You know, if you want to do something and spend some quality time with somebody, you're going to call that one person to go and do that, right? And at that point, if that situation just was what it is, that it's not leading to a relationship, it's not. You know, somebody else come along, date them and until, you know, you enter into a relationship. So there are connections that we have in life where they just don't end up in a relationship, but we may keep them around because it's convenient when we're not in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? So there's no reason to be out here. I guess when you know how you plan what you plan, there's no reason to be out here rushing, sleeping with somebody. Take your time and build with what you got to build with. Because one thing, I learned that trick from men. Honestly, I learned that trick from men. My homeboy used to be like, "Man, listen," and he was a high value person. He was like, "Man, I'm finna go over here, man, and sleep with Shorty so I can go take this other one on a date." And I said, "Well, why would you go sleep with Shorty while you go take the other one on a date?" He said, "Because I don't want to come off as sex hungry to this one. I value her, you know what I'm saying, and I really want to see where it can go." So I'm like, "Dang, you know what I'm saying? That sound like it is what it is." And it's not like, you know, a woman is dealing with somebody that ain't bringing nothing to the table. Your little special friend bringing something to the table. When you need them, they there for you financially, physically, emotionally, whatever the case may be. Your little special friend is there. It's just the point of realizing this is a special friend and it's not going to go anywhere. And once you realize that this is a special friend and it's not going to go anywhere, that's what you put in your head. If that's the position that this person stands on, then you go with it until you find what it is that you truly want and need in life. So, you know, I just don't foresee that happening, to be in that type of energy, to where you got to create, you know, the thing is, when you around here collecting all the Pokemons, when you collecting Pokemons, they supposed to be different, right? You can't have a little special friend on the side, then you meet somebody new, and then all of a sudden you turn them into a special friend too. No, bitch. You supposed to be having a special friend and working on building a solid foundation if you're looking outside of that, not collecting a bunch of special friends. Then that means there's something wrong with you, that somebody just feels as though they don't want to commit themselves to you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it is what it is. You just got to keep those things in mind and move accordingly. But I don't foresee, not at my stage of the game. You know, I'll be 41 on Thursday. I ain't got time to be talking, "Ooh, you look good. Here, let me get some." Like, no, that's the least of my worries. What it is, what you got going on, what are you trying to do? You know, what are you, you know, where you headed at in life? That's what I'm talking about, that type of energy, you know? So when you know that you have a special friend, you know, that's just what it is, that little special friend.
Yeah.
You dip off, get in a relationship, and some of them, when that relationship over, you go back to dealing with your special friend. Like, that's just, that's what it is. Some of them, you know, you never deal with a special friend no more.
Well, when it comes down to the Pokemon analogy, right, I don't even know why we bought a fucking Pokemon, girl. You crazy as shit.
Yeah, I'm, right. Put me on. I don't even know.
So when it comes down to the Pokemon analogy,
I'm a little too OG for that.
You fuck around and, you know, you catching all these different Pokemons and different variations. It just depends on where the fuck you at. Like me, I like drinking partners. You see what I'm saying? I don't drink with dudes. I like drinking with females. But I got to have multiple drinking partners because this is what happens. The drinking partners, in order for you to become my drinking partner, right, we not fucking. It is what it
really?
Is.
Really?
Because
I'm
it's a different energy.
Damn.
It's a death. Shut up. It's a different energy, you know what I'm saying, when you fuck with somebody, when you fucking them, as opposed to when you just chilling with somebody, right? If y'all don't have any type of sexual dealings and shit, it's easier to chill. You see what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about the sexual aspect of it. But the reason why I have multiple fucking drinking partners is because the majority of the females, right, they not used to a nigga not wanting no motherfucking sex. So they get intrigued. I'm like, look, bitch, you fuck around if you want to. But we fuck around, we have sex, nigga, we ain't chilling no more. We ain't chilling. Bitch think I'm lying. Like, no. Oh, I know where I'm going. Ooh, he's different. Oh, he's not different, bitch. He's not different. He's an animal. He's a fucking animal. We are drinking partners. Let's keep it there. You see what I'm saying? We go out. We go chill. We go to the motherfucking movie. But as soon as you introduce sex to it, it's over.
That's interesting.
But a lot of motherfucking females get to that point where they see something different. Like, oh, my God, he's not interested in sex. Or it just piques their curiosity. Don't let me pique your curiosity, bitch. I'm not here to pique your curiosity. I just want to drink peacefully. I just want to go to the show peacefully. You see what I'm saying? I just want to chill out peacefully without having to introduce no motherfucking fucking. I fuck enough as it is. Bitch, why don't you just be comfortable in your motherfucking position? So in the aspect of the Pokemon analogy, hell no, I got a lot of the same motherfuckers because they'll get to the point where the bitch be like, oh, no, nigga, I want to do something different and I want to fuck around and fuck. I'm like, all right, bitch, you do this, we ain't chilling no more. And they don't believe me. And then we fuck and we ain't chilling no more.
Yeah.
On to the next Pokemon.
To your analogy, you know, that's very interesting. I can see how women would be intrigued because, yeah, I mean, and that's your story, so that's interesting, you know what I'm saying? So I see what you're saying because I'm the total opposite. We drinking.
I know you're going to say that.
Like, what the fuck? I'm like, I'm savage mode. Like, that's awesome. I don't see that shit. And
you know what
too,
I forgot,
I mean,
Mo?
It goes both ways. What's up?
Yeah, Mo, but you
tonight
only got
was supposed
one
to be the real famous chop up tonight, wasn't it? Or is it next week?
No, that's next week. That's next week.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't always just had one female, you know what I'm saying? But I am happily married, you know what I'm saying? But I know the game. But anyway.
No, you don't know the game. You think you know the game. I can teach you.
I don't know the game.
Before you pay me for $29.95, I can teach you. I can hit you.
Let's not even do this, Smooth. Let's not even do this, mate. But anyway. So, without further ado, so this is the part of the show where I get a chance to talk my shit on certain things that I thought was interesting. So, this is the world-famous chop-up. So, you know what I'm saying? This is my favorite part of the show for those that's new to the show. So, as I always do, before I get into the world-famous chop-up and run down these topics, Black, was there anything that you was tripping on this week that you wanted to bring to the table?
God, it was, I think I was looking at something in reference to the housing market and for people to really pay attention to that. Simply, if you are in the United States, man, this is tax season coming up. I know you get this money. I know that shit has been tight, you know, and you want to ball out. I urge everybody to pay their credit off, make sure they tell you don't pay your credit off and you going trying to get up under all these people to get stuff off. Man, just pay your debt. You created it, but clean your credit up, okay? In the United States, a lot of landlords are moving away from accepting Section 8, okay? And I was looking at Buffy, and Buffy is an attorney, I think. And she was saying her attorney friend was telling her that he had to hire new attorneys because between Georgia and two other states, they are filing over 1,000 evictions and foreclosures on a weekly basis. And so there's going to be that flip, right? And the government is doing everything to avoid this massive flip. The government is doing everything to juice, and I mean literally juice. Once it's chicken wings, there's no chicken wings. Then the next thing, the eggs are sky high all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying? So America is doing everything to juice every little piece of money that they possibly can out of people, but there's going to be a flip with these housing markets, right? As you know, majority of the United States went up on their cost of living, and therefore, you know, people got into these places, but then when the food and stuff was going up, it's like, how can you afford to stay in these places, pay this extra high rent, and still afford food, with food being as expensive as it is right now? So my thing to you, if you are in the U.S., man, make sure that your credit is paid up. Make sure that you are ready to bust a move. For the people that want to buy houses, just wait it out a couple more months before you bust a move. You know, let income tax season get out of the way and let these prices just crumble, right, so that you can definitely go get what it is that you want by summertime. But there's definitely a major shift happening within the real estate portion and the real estate sector of what's going on, and people really need to pay attention. If you weren't aware, or if you weren't up and had real bills in 2008, 2009, we had a massive real estate turn. And that was crazy because all of these people that went and bought these houses that were overpriced, you know, they lost their value and they were stuck in houses. You know, you're stuck in houses, 75,000 depreciated, so you paying more for a house than what the house is worth. So just be mindful. Don't buy anything right now. The market is still not conducive for you to buy anything at this particular time that is overpriced, okay? But they are expecting, and they've been expecting this for 2 years, and the government has been peddling, coming up with programs to stop this from happening. And they're doing it enough to where if this president loses, then they can try to blame it on the Republicans. This is what they're trying to make the Republicans inherit this. Biden does not have a good approval rate right now. So it's like they're trying to peddle themselves out of this so that the Republicans can inherit the drama and the trash that they have. I don't know why y'all keep putting Democrats in office, but I digress. So it's getting real sticky. If it doesn't flip now, then it will be sometime next year. Once they get this fool out of office, hopefully they get him out of office. But if they don't get him out of office, it ain't much that he could do. You know what I'm saying? Because he's just moving slow, trying to tread water on this housing market crisis. But it definitely is one. So just make sure you own your shit. That's all I got to say.
All right, yeah, that's what's up. So, all right, so, yeah, you know, thanks for bringing that to the table, Black. So let's see here. So the world-famous chop-up, so let me see here, a couple topics. So first thing that I thought was kind of interesting, you know, I was scrolling on Twitter the other night, and I came across this, and this is kind of goes hand-in-hand with this topic, I guess, because, you know, we had a sex topic tonight. But this was kind of, yeah, I don't know how I kind of feel about this. Young Miami of City Girls, right? So she apparently was on some talk show that I think is on Revolt. I don't have cable, so I don't have the Revolt show, so I just see the clips. But it's hosted by Trina, and I guess, you know, different rappers or whatever come on here and just chop it up. You know what I'm saying? So it's starting to get kind of popular. Young Miami shook things up when she actually went on there and admitted that she enjoys golden showers. And then Trina and her was just talking, and Trina was like, well, damn, you know, I ain't never been on the receiving end of a golden shower. I've given them. And so, you know, I guess Young Miami was apparently just, you know, speaking the truth, saying she was, you know, she with the shits. Now, me personally, like, that's just, I put that with the food category. You know what I'm saying? I don't mix none of that shit. So, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if Black is still on the line. What y'all feel about her comment, or what you feel about her comment? You know, Smooth, what you think about that?
Your phone was breaking up. the entire conversation.
Oh, snap. But, can you hear me now?
As far as getting peed on, if she wants to get peed on, I mean,
Let her live, right?
You know, like, look, you know, we hey, there's worse things out there than pee.
I hate you, you know? You get to the bottom of the barrel.
Hey,
I don't know what else you can. It's only really one more thing that you can go that's worse than that. But you know, hey.
So like, you know, it depends on your level of nastiness. You know what I'm talking about? Because I depend on a few bitches.
Oh, okay.
Like, all right, bitch, do you want me to pee on you? Like here, like, you know what I'm saying? Are you trying to get real nasty with it? You want me to, like, to smear your face and hair and shit? Let's talk about it.
Okay, well, look, I got to ask you the same question that Trina asked her. It was very interesting. So Trina just said, so what you do after that? You know what I'm saying? Do you go right into sex or you take a shit? Like, you know, like, how, in your, because you said you've had experience. I've never done it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a virgin when it comes to that. I don't. You know what I'm saying? You know, I admit when I haven't done some shit. So with you, when you had those situations afterwards, do you just go right into having sex or whatever, or do you?
See, you're forgetting one thing. Maybe. All right.
Okay.
It's my fault for not setting the ambiance.
Yeah, please,
like,
please.
I'm
please.
Not just going to pee on you in the room. Okay? Like,
okay.
No, bitch. I'm not about to just pee on you in the room. Like, yeah, pee on me in the bed. No, bitch. Here we go. You want to get pissed on, we taking this shit to the shower. The water's already running. You see what I'm
okay.
saying?
All right.
So,
yes.
Like, bitch, you getting a dosage of piss and water at the same time.
Okay, paint the picture. I think that's what Trina was alluding to as well. And then she did say shower stuff or whatever. But it was, you know, it was interesting because, you know, that's some of, you know, for the most part, usually old phase have kind of admitted to that. But now we're in this kind of sexual revolution, and it just seems like, you know, more and more black women, especially now with, like I said, OnlyFans coming around, it's really opening up. You know what I'm saying? I'm
but
starting to feel like it's kind of like an agenda.
Let me say this. Out of
okay.
all the females that was interested in peace, you know,
yeah.
and those are the ones that have the more intense upbringing. You see what I'm saying? Where there's some type of degradation that they're looking for to feel like, you know what I'm saying, they're loved. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times a bitch will do some stupid shit in order for you to fuck around and, you know what I'm saying, chastise them verbally type ass shit. They're supposed to be the ones who like, man, just pee on me. All right.
Wow.
Well, okay. Here you go.
Wow.
Now, if you ask for something else, then, bitch, no.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, that's interesting. So, you know, young Miami, you know what I'm saying? So, city girl, hey, all right. You know, she out there with it. But, all right, so switching gears, staying in the music, don't know. Big shout out to Drake. You know what I'm saying? Drake last night performed at the historic Apollo Theater, you know, in Harlem. Big shout out, you know, I saw some of the highlights on Twitter, but, you know, he was there, he brought out Dipset, and he actually threw on an iconic Cam Pink Mink, you know what I'm saying, and it just seemed like it was a good time, man, so big shout out to Drake for that, man, you know, Apollo Theater, you know what I'm saying, it's just, if you ever get a chance to go there, you know what I'm saying, it's right on 125th in Harlem, you know, every, like, once a year, like I said, me and my wife, we like to go out to Harlem, you know, eat some food at a soul food restaurant and take in the vibes or whatever. So I thought that was pretty cool, man. That's why Drake is Drake, man. Drake gets it, man. So, you know, he definitely is always going to put on for the culture, keep his name out there, and it seems like he just keeps his ear to the streets, man. He just gets it, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to that. And so now I'm going to get into the sports report real quick, you know, while we were doing the show, I kind of had the game on in the background, but big shout out to the 49ers. They just beat the Dallas Cowboys, so they will be going to the NFC Championship, and they will be facing Philadelphia Eagles. They took care of the New York Football Giants last night.
people thought that was going to be a competitive game. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know what Jalen Hurts was going to bring to the table because this is his last time. You know, he made it to the playoffs last year, but, you know, he wasn't the player he is now. So, you know, last year I think he learned his lesson. So this year he was ready. He was about that life. The game was in Philly, and they smacked up the Giants, you know what I'm saying, and Daniel Jones. Shout out to Daniel Jones, man. He had a great game the week before, beat Minnesota, but couldn't do it. But the Giants did have a pretty good season, man. They're like, they're ahead of schedule. Now you just got to get Daniel Jones like definitely a number one receiver, you know, show up the defense some more, maybe get a tight end, and they should be in business going forward. But big shout out to the Philadelphia Eagles. They've definitely been like beasting through this whole season. You know, they had the number one seed in the NFC. They had the bye week, and they came out ready. You know what I'm saying? So now we're shaping up to see Philadelphia Eagles versus the San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco 49ers have been like a great story all year. You know, shout out to the rookie quarterback, Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy. He was the last player drafted in the 2022 draft. He was the third string quarterback backing up Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance. So Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. Then Trey Lance was going to be the starter going in, but he got hurt like first or second game. You know, I always thought, you know, Trey Lance is a big kid, man. I thought he was going to be like that new kind of Colin Kaepernick, kind of built the same way. Kind of looks very similar, too, but he got hurt. And Jimmy Garoppolo, who was their starter last year, was inserted, and he got hurt, and now it's Brock Purdy. And now he's been doing phenomenal things with the offense, man. They basically got a run-and-shoot offense, man. Like, they got Debo, who's the number one receiver there. You got Christian McCaffrey, who they got in a trade from Carolina, who's a running back that can play the slot. They got Brandon Ayuk as the number two receiver. George Kittle is the tight end. So they just got a loaded offense, and the defense is just smacking people. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be a dogfight. So I'm looking forward to that. That's the NFC matchup. AFC, big shout out to Cincinnati, man. Like, you know, our in-state rival, you know, of course I'm a Cleveland Browns representative, you know, born and bred from Cleveland. Yeah, man, Cincinnati, they're doing their thing. Joe Burrow went to Buffalo, and this was a good game too. Well, it was hyped up to be a good game. Cincinnati, I haven't seen the highlights yet, but Cincinnati looked like they had just full control of the game. Basically, just to put the people on, you know, this was a rematch from the Hamlin game. You know, Hamlin was the gentleman who got hurt, you know, the younger gentleman who, you know, 24 years old, had like cardiac arrest on the field, and they stopped the game first time they should ever stop the game. You know, but it's good to know that he's doing well. But anyway, this was the rematch. Joe Burrow versus Josh Allen. That's what he was built as. And, you know, the Buffalo Bills, they lost. But, you know, I thought
the question is, were they actually supposed to stop the game?
I was surprised. You know, I was surprised if they stopped the game. But apparently this was very serious. Like he, you know, they had CPR on him on the field when this happened. You know, this was about a month ago, and you know, he said he almost died. What happened?
Right. Okay. Means absolutely nothing. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we ain't never did that. Like, all right, motherfucker got hurt. All right, he ain't dead. You know what I'm saying? What happens next? Nigga, you man up. And you finish the fucking game. That's what we've always done. We ain't never fucked around and said, hey, man, let's stop the game.
Stop the game.
What? When did we start that shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some emotional-ass shit. Like, nigga, we ain't never did no bullshit like that.
That's true.
But then when you say it out loud, right, when you say it out loud, the bros be like, oh, my God, you so insensitive. No, I'm not being insensitive. Nigga, this is just... This is who we are. This is how the fuck we built. And
well,
so we got these new niggas. Now these new.
You said these new streets. What? This new wave. I don't know if we lost connection. Smooth. But anyway,
what the fuck
I think
you
what you.
Stop the game?
Oh. Go ahead. Yeah, you saying what you mean? Stop the game. Well, I mean, look, I was surprised. I was surprised, but apparently this was something, you know, because the you know what it was? It was like a snowball effect. I think the broadcasting, you know, they felt some type of way because they, you know, they were,
you know, usually you just, you know, it's an injury. So, like, all right, he blew out his knee or, you know, broke his arm or something. I don't know. You know, any type of normal, twisted his ankle. So, you know, with those, be able to come out there and help the person up and, you know, get him on one of the carts and roll out. This was apparently different because he wasn't moving. Like, he was just laying there, you know. And then they took the normal timeout that they would take, you know, but then when they came back, he's still laying there. And now they're bringing in other people. And then apparently what happened was now the his teammates and everything started being very emotional because, you know, this is, you know, a brotherhood at the end of the day, I guess, you know. So they're looking at him and like, wow, he actually might not make it. So – and then I think the coaches started, you know, talking to each other. And I guess at that point they felt, man, like it's just too emotional for these guys to continue. And that's why they stopped the game. So I don't know. I mean, this was, like I said, it was a first. I didn't think they would actually stop it. But for them to do it, you knew it had to be serious. But anyway, the part that I didn't get was, I mean, and I get it because it's a business. So NFL just started pouring it on. It just started to be like an OD, like, all right, like they just keep talking about this story or whatever. At the same time, remember, NFL is a business. It's a violent game. So they don't want people to stop, you know, watching a game because they're thinking it's too violent or, you know, they don't want their kids playing, you know, Pee Wee League football or high school football because, you know, you're thinking it's too violent now. So I think they really just wanted to showcase that we do care. You know what I'm saying? It's not just like you just said, like, this is what we do. We don't care if he dies or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We're going to continue the game because money is more important. So I think they just really stopped it. I mean, I don't think this is going to happen again. You know what I'm saying? I don't think there's going to be a president to just stop games for something like this. But for something like this, I think it was just different because he actually, it seemed like he had a heart attack. And then for him to be that young, 24 years old, to have a heart attack on the field, that's just like, that's a rare situation. But anyway, long story short, they had the rematch. A lot of people were saying, oh, Buffalo Bills are going to win it because, you know, they're going to do it for Hamlin. I never bought into that, you know, because I really analyze football. So once I saw the Von Miller, who was their, you know, big-time defensive signing, you know, people, if you know football, Von Miller, you know, was with the Denver Broncos when they had Peyton Manning and they beat Cam Newton in the Super Bowl. He should have been MVP, but I think they might have gave it to Peyton Manning or whatever, but he was the difference maker. Then last year with the Los Angeles Rams, Von Miller signed with them on a one-year contract, and the Rams, you know, won the Super Bowl, and now that he's not with them this year, the Rams didn't even make the playoffs. So once Von Miller went down, you know, I thought when Von Miller was with them, you know, they were a Super Bowl contender, but the defense just – it wasn't going to be the same without Von Miller because he just brought a certain type of leadership. And Joe Burrow, man, that dude is the truth, man. I really like Joe Burrow's game, and ever since LSU, I mean, Smooth, you would know this, you know, that's your negative woods. That LSU team with Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, what's his name, Justin Jefferson, you know what I'm saying? I think I got his name right, from the Minnesota Vikings. But anyway, that's one of the best college teams, man, you know, ever. You know what I'm saying? That was just recent, a few years ago. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to LSU. That was a team that went to the White House with Trump and, you know, during COVID or whatever, I think. And, you know, they went there and celebrated. Anyway, but Joe Burrow definitely doing his thing. So now it's setting up. So now Cincinnati is going to go to Kansas City because Kansas City was able to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. Patrick Mahomes did suffer a slight injury, but it's nothing too serious. So he, you know, he's going to be able to, he should be able to thug it out. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be Kansas City with, you know, Patrick Mahomes and, you know, and crew. And we'll see what happens. Travis Kelce, of course, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to be ready to play. So that's going to be good. Now, Cincinnati has, since they have Joe Burrow, since they, you know, drafted Joe Burrow, he has not lost to Kansas City. So that's going to be a really good game. So I just think these last four games, these are definitely the best four teams left in the playoffs. So, you know, so it's going to be good, man. So I don't even have a prediction. I just want to see good football, and we'll see what happens. Of course, Super Bowl is always a holiday for us here at Real Adult Talk. So, you know, we will be taking our day off. February 12th, and we got Rihanna is going to be the halftime performance, man. So that should just be good. You know what I'm saying? We haven't seen Rihanna in a while. I think she's probably going to be setting herself up with this performance so she can, you know, drop a new album. So, you know, that's that. So let me see here. So we got about 4 minutes left. Let's see here. The other sports report, I can't wait tomorrow to check out Undisputed. You know, Undisputed is, you know, sports talk. Now, since I've been doing my Reasonable Doubt show, you know, big shout out to my co-host, Kat Virk. Once again, Reasonable Doubt, that's every Tuesday, Twitter Tuesdays, 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. You can always check it out on my MoBins Twitter account, MoBinns. You know, ever since, you know, because we chop it up on sports and stuff like that over there. So since I've really, you know, been doing that, you know, I don't really keep up with the sports shows the way I used to because, you know, I feel like I have my own sports kind of thing going. But I say that to say this, Undisputed with Shannon Sharp, Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp is going to be pretty interesting because also, what was this, Friday night, looking on Twitter, and I'm seeing Shannon Sharp versus the Grizzlies. And, you know, I go and check it and see the highlight. And Shannon Sharp apparently got into a shouting match with, I think, one of the Grizzlies players. I can't think of his name. Bane or, no, the other guard. Anyway, can't think of his name offhand. But then it escalated. I think then Shannon and Ja Morant's father started going at it or, like, you know, arguing back and forth. And then, you know, it was a whole commotion. So it's just going to be interesting to see, Skip asking him what happened. You know what I'm saying? Because he should, you know, he was in the fray. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what led to that, you know, because he was actually on the court too. So if it would have been anybody other than Shannon Sharp, it would have probably been kicked out of the arena. But, of course, Shannon, because it was in L.A., so, you know, he put on for the Lakers. They did ask LeBron James about it. LeBron caped up for Shannon as he should because Shannon, you know, was basically having his back or whatever. And the Lakers won the game, you know what I'm saying? So it should be interesting. But the Memphis Grizzlies, they are coming, man. The Memphis Grizzlies this year, I like what they're made of. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. Keep you posted next week, you know what I'm saying? So got about 3 minutes left. Last thing I'll get into really quickly is a quick review. So I got a chance to check out this Netflix movie. It was called what was it called? It's like a mystery movie, but it's called basically what was it? Hold on, let's see if I had a note here. It's pretty good though. It was called Glass Onion: A Knives Out Story on Netflix. So anyway. Quick review. Got a it's got I think his name is Daniel Craig. That's the dude that was in James Bond. You know what I'm saying? And then you have Ed Norton and Janelle Monáe. But it was like a mystery, you know, kind of whodunit, whatever. And you know, usually these movies or whatever, I might just scroll right past. But this one was actually pretty good. Thumbs up, man. I thought Janelle Monáe did a great job. And then Daniel Craig. I'm going to give him props and thumbs up because generally, you know, looking at his movies, you know what I'm saying? I've only seen – well, I've never even watched the James Bond movies because once my guy from The Wire, you know, once they didn't give him the role of James Bond, I kind of boycotted James Bond. So anyway, but I know Daniel Craig has been the latest version of James Bond. But in the previews, if you look at it on Netflix, it looks like it's like a James Bond type. But what was kind of cool about it, I love when actors, one, change their hairstyle or whatever so they don't always look the same. He kind of looked like James Bond in this movie, but his accent, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I guess he's a British actor, I would assume. But he had a full-on Southern accent. It's just made for, you know, interesting you know, he took on an interesting role in that, having a Southern accent. You know, I thought that was different. And then, like I said, Janelle Monáe, you know, I was a fan of her as far as her music. You know, I see she's kind of transitioned over to the acting part, and she actually did a good job. So, you know, thumbs up, you know what I'm saying? So if you get a chance to check that out, it's called Glass Onion, a Knives Out Story or some shit like that. But if you see it on Netflix, you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? So, that's that. So
I think that's pretty much it, man. That's all I got this week for the world famous Chopper. So as always, you know what I'm saying, another awesome show. Big shout out to Black, you know what I'm saying? We had our sex topic tonight, you know what I'm saying? We haven't had one of these in a while, so it was cool, you know, getting some story time and, you know, everybody putting in their takes on this topic that we had tonight. Big shout out to Smooth on the check-in. Big shout out to me for the world famous Chopper. As always, you know, this is how we do each and every Sunday. Sunday fun day, you know what I'm saying? As always, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. Tell a friend to tell a friend, log on to listen. If you want to put a face with the voice, Mobins, M-O-B-I-N-N-S on IG. Just keep it respectful. And, of course, follow the Twitter pages, Real Adult Talk, T-A-W-K. You know, we put that country twang on it. I'm always going to keep it crunk on there, man. So, just, you know, come through and kick it. And then, like I said, if you want to check out Reasonable Doubt, follow the Mo Benz Twitter page. Once again, M-O-B-I-N-N-S. And that is every Twitter Tuesday, you know, 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So, serving it up. So, once again, you know, everybody be safe. Till next week. Peace, peace, peace. Signing off.